the privilege of being able to come and worship you. Father, we're desperate for you to speak to our hearts. We're desperate for you to reveal your vision for our lives. Father God, allow us to lay aside all the distractions. Put all way, aside all the ways, things that hinder us from hearing from you. Give us a heart of desperation for you. A hunger for you like that can't even be, that only you can meet that need. you guys, if you could just really, as we sing this, focus on the words of the song. I mean, most people know the story where this song is kind of based on. But Peter's called, says, if that's you, Lord, bid me to come. And so I don't know about you, if somebody told me to step on a lake, in the middle of a lake, it wouldn't be my first choice. I don't like swimming. And in this case, he calls him out to be able to take a step of faith for something that's impossible. And I don't know about you guys, I know for myself, there's a whole lot of impossible situations in my life. So God doesn't call us a lot of times to see the things, like, doesn't make us look at the things that we can see. He calls us by faith to make huge steps for things that we can't see. But he wants our eyes to be set on him. So let this song kind of be a prayer to God. Think of the words, think of what it's saying. Doesn't make mistakes, he doesn't have accidents. So every single one of your circumstances is going to work out for good and for the best. All things work together to the good of those who love Him and call us according to His purpose. So certain songs we sing by faith, even though our circumstances don't tell us or tell us something different. Is anyone who needs prayer right now, if you could just get your hand up? I think a lot of times we think that asking for prayer is a sign of weakness.
But the reality is life provides problems.
And no one can escape from life.
We're all at different stages.
And we all have to come alongside each other in
prayer.
So I'd ask, if you just have a situation that you just want someone to believe God with you for, if you're just going to raise your hand just slightly, you can stay where you're seated, no one's going to come forward. I oftentimes ask myself, I'm like, I probably need prayer. If I don't need prayer that much, I probably am not believing God for enough. Because I'm asking, I ask myself the same question sometimes, and I'm like, if I'm not needing prayer, what am I believing that's beyond myself? So let's just pray for those people who stand up. I'm just going to pray for you. Holy Spirit, God, you know the issues that people have that they're believing for, Lord God. But Father God, we stand with our family. This is our family here, Lord God. And we believe on their behalf, Lord God, that you will come through. We believe that you do have the answers, Lord God. We believe, Lord God, that you want to lavish those answers and lavish that love on us, Lord God. Father God, I know I have needs, Lord God. I know that I want to start believing you for more, the impossible. For all of us, Lord God, who aren't having those issues of faith, start pouring into us ideas and visions and dreams. Help us to believe for our friends and the salvation of our friends and family. Help us to believe for resources to expand your kingdom in Japan. Give us jobs, Lord God, that allow us to influence the people in our vicinity and circle and opportunity. Father God, we love you and know that you have all the answers. Pour upon us, pour down us, Lord God. In your name we pray. Amen.
That might not work.
I won't bite you. Nicola, I know better.
All right. So today we're going to talk about creation. And how God created this world and the universe. Everything that includes. Who knows, what book of the Bible covers this? What?
Louder. I can't hear you.
Genesis. Yes, Genesis. What chapter? Okay, chapter 1. Easy. First book of the Bible, the first chapter, tells us the story of creation. And so what I hope to do is, through this story of creation, show you a little bit of who God is and how powerful He is. Who knows how many days did it take God to create everything? Okay, everybody just say it together.
Seven.
Good answer. How did He create everything? What actions did He do? Judah. Oh, yes. Good answer. He spoke and it became. So on the very first day, what was created? That's what was someone who has an answer. What? What's your guess? Well, you people are both jumping. Okay, what is it?
I'm going to say in days.
I'm going to say light. Night. All right. On the first day, he created light. Now, can any of you create light? But that's where I was going. But we can turn on lights, right? And is it hard or easy to turn on a light? It's easy, right? Take this, you push right here, and boom, we've got light. Okay, you push it. Tell me, is that hard or easy? It's easy. Now turn it off. Is it hard or easy? Just as easy as it is for us to push this button, it was easy for God to say, let there be light. So do me a favor, real quick. Close your eyes. And then cover them with your hands so it's as dark as it can be. And imagine that's what it was like as God begins to create the world. And he looks out upon this darkness and he simply says, let there be light. And all of a sudden, there was light. And as dark as we can make it like this, it was probably way, 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 way more dark because there was literally no light in existence. And yet, all God had to do was say, let there be light. And there was light. Now, we have to have a source of power for our light. Right? If I pull these batteries out, can you make this come on? We can't. God, though, can actually create light out of nothing. And then on the second day, he created the heavens, the atmosphere. And on the third day, he created the land, the dry land, the grass, the plants, the trees. And then on the fourth day, which is interesting, he created the sun. After there was already light. And then on the fifth day, he created the life in the ocean, all the fish and all the sea life and birds. And on the sixth day, he created animals, like our dogs and our cats, and the lions and tigers. And then we get to day seven. Who knows what God created on the seventh day? Everyone say it together. Adam, he created man. We're actually not really going to talk about Adam much today. I'm going to save that for next week. But what I want you to realize is that God has more power than any of us could ever dream of, and yet he is here in this room with us. And yet, as big and as powerful as he is to create the whole world, he wants to live inside of you. And so I hope that you realize while you are young how big and powerful God is, and how awesome it is that we get to follow him. Right. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that you are a good God. We thank you for creating this world and for creating each and every one of us. Lord, my prayer is that the children would see who you are and realize how good of a God you are. And Lord, help them to see how great your love is for each and every one of them. And that you have created them for a purpose. Fill us with your glory and your power. And give us the strength to live a life that is pleasing to you. We love you and thank you.